Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to be joined via Zoom by Margo Hallam, who's the Executive Director of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. Margo, welcome back to Lake 88.
Thanks, Bob, for having us. Always love to share our story with you. You're very generous.
How long has it been now since the two foundations came together as one?
Just a year. February 1st, 2022 is our first anniversary. So we've had a very seamless transition actually for the community. So it's been a year. It's gone by so quickly.
How are things going? You sound very positive.
It has been. We've been very fortunate. We've got a community that stepped up, comes out to help us when we need for the asks that we're going. Our winter campaign exceeded what happened at this time last year. So we've been very fortunate to live in a community that staff here do to what the equipment they need and how we can support them. So it's been really good. We've been very fortunate. We've been, you know, kept busy. We've been, you know, steady. And I think, you know what, this past year, even, you know, COVID plays a big part in the fact that we're not out and about as much as we like to be with getting out into the community. But it also has shown us that our community loves a local hospital and they're out there to support it. So the asks have been they've been covered very generously. And we've been very fortunate that we've had a very successful, I guess, as far as our donors go this first year.
Why do you think that is around here? Like, people don't tire of giving to the hospital foundation. You know, you're not out every week looking for donations or anything like that. But when you do make a request, the call is always answered.
Absolutely. And I think our big, you know, thing that we've learned over this past year too, is people like care close to home. They want to know that we've got a great ER department and a triage department with great nurses and doctors, that when we need them, we're here. And in order to do that, like, I mean, we don't realize the importance of the hospital till we need it. And the more services we can provide within our community, the less travel time for people to go, families, you know, to visit. It's been tough. Like, if people have to go into the city for whatever treatments, like, it takes a toll on them in our, what we used to know was our normal experience. And now that's just it. I think it's really driven home the care close to home for all of us.
Absolutely. And a couple examples leap to mind. Of course, the chemotherapy unit in Perth, that was a wonderful addition a few years ago. And again, we're talking about the gift of time, people not having to travel to Ottawa, to Kingston, wherever, to get that therapy. It's not for every case, of course, but it is for several. And then, of course, the announcement of a new MRI machine.
Yeah, like, we're excited about that too. We're just sort of getting into the nitty-gritty of what's happening. We're waiting for the hospital to get back to the foundation. I know there's going to be a campaign that'll be coming out to raise funds for the MRI. So once we have more information and can meet with our, you know, community peers and see what we're going to be doing, we'll be definitely be approaching everybody for that. So yeah, lots of exciting things coming up.
Yeah. And before we get to another exciting thing that's coming up, that is the main reason you're here, world-class care, as far as the people who are there as well. We've seen over the course of the pandemic, just one again that jumps to mind, Dr. Alan Drummond has been quoted so many times in national publications talking about the pandemic, talking about the effect that it can have on, in particular, emergency departments. And he's just one of many.
Yes. Yeah. You know, like, when you think about it, we've got amazing staff here. Like, when, and I think the thing is that we have to realize we have our frontline, but we also have, in my mind, our frontline workers also are, you know, the cleaning staff, our maintenance staff, all of the support teams that work, we work so well together to try to make things just a little bit easier in-house for, you know, the front lines in Emerge. And you're right. Like, I mean, we've got amazing things that we should be you know, sort of not, I don't want to say screaming off the rooftop, but we have an amazing new urologist that's here. We have Dr. Roberts with his robotics and his hip surgeries. And I mean, I don't want to just pigeonhole that, but those are some of the new programs that we're going to be working on and really trying to keep care close to home. Those are saving people the driving time to the city if they're able to do it as an outpatient here in home, right at our facility. So all of the pieces that come together have strengthened, in my opinion, our hospital and how we are reaching out to our community, because there's so many pieces there. We know everyone is tired. They've worked so hard. And I think everyone is, how are we going to live with this? What are we going to be able to do to move forward? And those questions are definitely out of my scope of work and answers for those ones. But you know what? We do the best that we can. And I think it just means that people like to stay home, like stay close to home.
And it's really, I just had a discussion with Robin Jones, mayor of Westport and also chair of Roma last week. And we talked about that very thing about, you know, you're not looking at your communities like Ottawa and Brockville as being the place where people need to go to get services. Smaller municipalities should have these things. And holy smokes, there's prime examples of that going on. We've just listed a few of them there. You talk about great people who are working on the front lines and through every level. That definitely includes the foundation, because over the years, there's been some incredible things done by both foundations, now one. And we're talking today about another one of those initiatives, raising money for the Perth and Smith Falls District Hospital Foundation, which in turn raises money for the hospital's equipment and other needs as well, that is not funded by the province. We'll get into that in a second. But why don't you tell us about the latest initiatives?
We were, because we just did the new amalgamation of the foundations, we had to wait till we got our licensing all in place and letters patent and all of the legal stuff doing it. But behind the scenes, before we got that, we started thinking about what we could do outreach. And for us right now, it's our 50-50 draw. That was launched January 4th of 2022. January blew us out of the ballpark on this one. Like, we, you know what, when you start something, our expectations are always high, but we kind of realistically, you never know how it's, the word isn't out yet. We want to get that word out. And thanks to Lake 88, we're talking about it today. The January's jackpot for this, you literally, it came in at 7260 something for the take home. So when you go to our website and look, what you're, the number you're seeing on the screen is your take home amount that you can do. So it's not half of what you see. So yeah. that was awesome. I mean, like, it just kind of kicked us off and gets us excited about this. Maybe is what the community has been waiting for. It's easy. You can do it from your home. You can do it from your car. We've got a dedicated website for our 50-50 that you can go to and purchase tickets. You have to be 18 years and an Ontario resident. So what we've learned over January, we have some great supporters that hopefully are, you know, down in the sun in Florida and having a, you know, a great old time. They wanted to purchase tickets, but on your phone or device, you have to say where you have to allow your location. Mm. And it picked up where they were in Florida. So we couldn't sell them to, like, we don't have anything to do with it. It has to do with the AGCO rules and restrictions.
Sure.
So you have to be Ontario resident.
So they just need to get a friend to buy them for them.
Yes, that's what I would suggest.
You may not say it first, but I will. You know,
thank you, Bob.
Yeah, we need the money to come in. That's for sure. So, and speaking of the tickets, $10 for 10 tickets, $20 for 20 tickets, and then why not? $40 for 100.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a pretty good value.
That is a great value. And I know you only need the one ticket to win, but your chances are a little higher, say you get 100 tickets, don't you think?
So what you're saying is that the more tickets you have, the better your chance is to win.
That's what I would say, but we're happy for whatever. What that is sort of like the go-to pool, you know, yeah, that people seem to be really going towards. You know, and maybe that's your opportunity. If you are down in Florida, ask somebody that, you know, and you can split them or however you wish to do it. So that is, those are the ticket amounts. That's where you're going. February's draw is up for February. We also are very fortunate to have Perth Giant Tiger that are providing us early bird prize for the next 3 months for February, March, and April. And that early bird prize is $500 of gift cards to Giant Tiger. So when you buy before the 14th of February or the 14th of the month, whichever, we don't do draws on the weekends, so it's during the week. You're also eligible for the grand prize. So you could win that 500, but you're also in for the grand prize.
That's amazing. That is fantastic. I think too, you know, like you talk about these major lotteries that are out there, you can win millions of dollars and so on and so forth. But I mean, the odds of winning those are just so, you know, out to lunch. It is. I mean, I've bought tickets. Everybody has. You get it. You get caught up in the fever. The odds of winning this are a lot better. And you get like an amount of money, like $7,265. While it may not be life changing, it can certainly be year changing for somebody. It can. Yeah. It can alter things significantly for people, especially as we're coming up to the summer months. But you just think about how much money and how much of a difference that would make. But more importantly, you know exactly where the money that you're donating is going. And I think for a lot of people, that is a big draw.
I believe it is. I believe it is. You're right. Well, I was speaking with a lady over the weekend, and she said it's great. She said she'll put her $20 towards, you know, the hospital now before, like you said, other big lotteries. Everybody, and you're right, everyone gets into the, you know, oh my gosh, excitement of it, you know. But, and we saw that, like the higher the pot, the more interest that you're going to get, because you might get something back. And you're right. When you start off your month, like our winner did in January with $7,000, you know, it's kind of like that might ease some, you know, whatever's coming up in their life, it could ease it some way, but you're also supporting your hospital.
Yeah.
And that was the reason why she bought the tickets to begin with, was I know it's going to our community. So she'd never bought, you know, she'd never really done this before. And it was a great story to hear from her. And we really appreciate that she won. And we appreciate everybody that contributed to it. And we're running this for the full year. So every month will be a new draw. And you do have to purchase tickets every month. You can't hold them over. So, you know, we've got the 12 draws each month, early bird prizes. We're going to be, you know, if anyone's interested in supporting this with an early bird prize, please give our office a call. Happy to work them in and however we can do it to, you know, especially like you said, with summer coming up, is there a barbecue out there that somebody might want to win? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, for sure. I love the fact too, and this is not being critical of anybody else, but we've seen so many Catch the Ace draws out there right now. So it's nice to have something different that is going on in the community as well. And I love the fact that this is a new prize winner every month. So absolutely, it's not like you're waiting a whole year or whatever to get this draw. And yep, so on. Once a month, you're going to pick a winner. Someone is going to win thousands of dollars.
Yeah, let's hope so. You know, and like even addressing the fact, like the, you know, the legacy foundations that we did do a Chase the Ace. At the time, you know what, we really had to look at the community and say, we don't want to compete with anybody. For you know, sure, we are competing, I guess, in something new, but we don't want to do the same. So, you know, we want to support our legions for doing, you know, Chase the Ace and, you know, the other organizations, because everyone is working to raise funds for what they're doing. So this 50-50 was one that we could attract more with, even within Ontario. We have families that have moved Toronto, wherever there could be, North Bay.
What is the money from these draws being used towards? Now, I'm sure there's a lot of things that are in the hopper, but what is the latest goal, I guess, the latest work that you're doing that you need money for?
Right. We're still, you know, I mean, we're just finalizing our 2021-22 fiscal year. So there's still some pieces of equipment that are outstanding. And basically these funds will go to where the most need is for the hospital at this point. What we'd like to do when we're moving forward and we get closer to our summer campaign, there may be a specific piece of equipment. We're just working through this first month. We've got some ideas on the back burner, whether they go towards specific program or unit. So, I mean, whatever that comes up, we'll definitely be sharing with our community of how they're going, what the monies are going to, but right now they're going into our equipment, pool of where's the greatest need within our hospital that they're going to need some extra funds for. So we'll be finding out, I would anticipate mid-March, end of March, what the hospital asks will be for 2022, 2023. And then we can work with a current list that we're going on.
There's always a need.
Always.
Absolutely. It's something that money towards the hospital foundation will always be very, very well spent, and people should be reassured of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, it is, you're right. It goes to where the best need is and however we're going to do it, whether we work it for programs or best need right now, that's where it will be going. And you're right, until you kind of, everybody's needs are a little bit different. We don't know what's going on in their lives, and each department could be very important to them. So, you know what, like I said, if it goes to a specific piece, we'll be sharing that news right away.
For sure. And just to clarify, I wasn't being critical of those who are doing Chase the Ace. And I realized as afterwards how I was saying, but they're established. That's what I'm saying. You know, established, and they're very successful, and they're successful for a reason. You don't need to compete with that.
That's right. They're doing a great job.
Yeah.
My goodness, they're doing great for their, you know, organization. And I think, you know what, people can still do both if they wish.
Ever since I won a 50-50 draw at a luncheon for a company that I used to work for, and I walked out of there with $42, there's always been an appeal.
I know, right?
You know, that was 42 bucks I didn't have going into that lunch.
Yeah.
You know, so uh-huh. Anyway, I'm just saying it's a fun thing, and it's great to be a part of, and it's very affordable. Now, tell us how people will go about purchasing tickets. It's only online.
We can only do it online. We can't help you. We can walk you through it, but we can only do it online. And we have a website that is PSFDHFoundation5050.ca.
That's pretty simple. We also have a link to it. There's a little banner. If you look in the top right-hand side of lake88.ca, you can click on that. It's going to bring you right to the website where you have to go to get those tickets. Okay. And we want to remind people too, you do have to buy tickets for each draw, but each draw is going to be done on the first of the month, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right? Correct. And all of our draws, they're up on our website for the dates. We've been instructed to do too. The draw is for the full month. So for January, it went right till January 31st at midnight. So the draws in February are for January. So we're those few days shy of the month before. So we kind of shifted over. So you can buy them all month right up to the cutoff time.
Perfect. Now, if anyone would like to get some more information, they can go and click on the website, of course. But if they wanted to speak to somebody a little bit more about this, or perhaps send an email, what's the best way for them to do that, Marco?
They can call our office, which is 343-881-88. Oh, there I go again. Too many. Let's do that again, Bob.
Okay.
So 343-881-4483 or info@psfdhfoundation.com. And we'll get back to you soon, in good order. We're usually pretty responsive, so we'll get back to you.
Absolutely, you are. You get back to people very quickly, which is another reason why you are so successful. And I want to take the time to thank you so much for being with us again, Margo, and everyone there at the foundation, and everyone in both the sites of the hospital. Thank you so much for all that you're doing in these incredibly difficult times right now. We are so blessed to have an incredible hospital from top to bottom.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your kind words. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, Margo Hallam, who is the Executive Director of the Perth and Smiths Falls District Hospital Foundation. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Stay safe and have a wonderful afternoon.